Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Many schools in South Central Alaska are closed today because of icy roads and treacherous traveling conditions. Schools in the Anchorage School District are closed as well, but all but one school in the Matanuska-Susitna Borough District. That school is the Glacier View School in Glen Allen. Schools in the Kenai Peninsula School District are also closed for today. One of the gates leading to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage was closed for about 2 hours this morning. Officials said that the Boniface Gate was closed at about 4 a.m. because of an incident involving a suspicious package. Emergency responders ended up cordoning off a 500-foot area after someone left the package at the gate and then fled. Security personnel apprehended the person, who was then turned over to Anchorage police. The package turned out to contain food items. Forest Service officials have issued a backcountry avalanche warning for the Chugach National Forest. The forest's Avalanche Information Center has been listing the backcountry avalanche risk as high or considerable since Christmas Eve. A Homer snow machine, a reported missing, has been found. A volunteer pilot spotted Steve Craig walking near Sitex Creek on the Kenai Peninsula yesterday afternoon. Craig was airlifted to Central Peninsula Hospital in Soldotna. Craig was reported missing from companions after saying that he was low on fuel and did not have the proper gear or food in the Caribou Hills area. Searchers included 60 snow machiners as well as aircraft. Oil taxes once again figure to be the dominant issue facing lawmakers as they begin their work in Juneau tomorrow. But issues like education funding, energy, and social concerns are also expected to be brought up. Governor Sean Parnell plans to try to advance a new oil tax proposal after failed in attempts to get a tax cut passed during the past 2 years. This time, the Republican governor will have Republican majorities in both the House and Senate. The GOP seizing control of the Senate in last fall's elections from the bipartisan coalition that had ruled it for years, but the new Senate leaders have insisted, in the face of concern from critics, that they will deliberately study the issue and won't merely rubber stamp anything that Parnell sends their way. A Fairbanks company responsible for hauling ash from a coal-fired power plant at the University of Alaska Fairbanks has proposed a new landfill exclusively for coal ash. The company, Alaska Industrial, has asked the Department of Environmental Conservation for permission to go forward with the landfill, the last permit needed for the project. Alaska Industrial owner Jeff Day says the landfill will be used or will be tested for pollution and safeguards, including a liner on the bottom will keep ash in the landfill. Day says the state lacks regulations on the disposal of coal ash. The landfill would cover most of a 40-acre site with the hope that it would store 30 years' worth of ash. If approved, it could go into operation as soon as this year. And a memorial service has been planned for a soldier found dead from a shotgun wound in another soldier's barracks room. U.S. Army Alaska says the service will be tomorrow at the Soldier's Chapel at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson for 25-year-old Private First Class Grant W. Wise from Fairport, New York. He was found dead of a gunshot wound in another soldier's room on Christmas morning. Army spokesman Lieutenant Colonel William Coppernoll says the investigation into Wise's death continues. Forecast calls for rain today, high about 40 degrees.